كاملنا هايفا.
Give me one shot.
تيني
one shot.
تيني نفسوي هات نفسوي هات.
مش نفس.
نفس. ما شفيت نفس.
أشريت نفس أدرينالينا.
Rush.
I feel the rush. Hello. Unilgħawkom għal tiegħi tiegħek tara Revizjoni, il-podcast fejn nirrevedu u nevalwaw.
Nikkummentaw u nikkritikaw.
U neżaminaw kull episodju ta' Drag Race bħalissa qegħdin season 16 insejt l-episode number.
12.
Episode 12.
Episode 12. Rajtu inti nġimgħa fa' ma' x'ma'
Immagina ġejta u fully unprepared.
Fully unprepared u ma jtux. Ma
kitu għek. Drag Race. Tejdin għana għaxġara f-episode 11, la għedin episode 12.
Il-ġimma loħja fuq Drag Race, kanna Drag Awareness, Employee Seminar, a.k.a. Presentation tal-skola, fej il-Queens kellhom jiktbu skit u jagħmlu PowerPoint presentation għal-grupp ta' nies li ma jidjux okej. Safija, even though ħadet ħafna żbalji, u brabja kbira lejha kju, tibgħa ħiċ-challenge waqt li Morfin Lafdion u Maja Emma LePage kienu minn the bottom and the Queen of Flips tal-lina fl-aħħar.
She flipped back home.
Oh, baby, baby flip.
To be honest, kienet kontant if she flipped off the runway.
Vera, it would have been cunt.
Missa.
Emma, the cocky bitch finally left.
Yeah, tiddejjaqni, to be honest.
Well, mish wahdek.
U fil-mirror message għatina, it was fun. Maybe for her, għaxalina ma kienieċ. I love you all, season 16 sisters. Morphine, bring it home. Hashtag 305. Hashtag queen of lips. Maja. U Morphine, vera ferħana li xe send the queen of lips home.
And baby, she should be, because she pissed on that stage.
If there was one queen to send Maja home, it would have been Morphine.
Eżatt, hija bieħa tas-season.
Le, ma work.
Le, ma work. Prostet bieħa lil-Safija for her third win. Is
brava.
Kiju. Izda.
Għatin qasam.
Baby, Kiju, she did not move a muscle. She wanted to show that she was angry. I don't think she was actually doing it for camera.
No, no, no. She was pissed boots.
Pissy boots.
Pissy in the boots.
Mm-hmm.
Ma fell hitch titkellem birra billi kella u fatti għalet minix għan titkellem.
I mean, man tijx
honestly, honestly, I agree.
Emma.
But that's not the way to handle it, especially when
I
the cameras are rolling.
I understand her because I agree with what she felt at that moment. I saw a lot of people online saying that Nymphia should have won because she was funny, but I think she should have won because of her accent. But no one really said anything about the accent online from what I saw.
Lima sense.
Tipo, one of their complaints, one of the critique was they don't know if they should laugh because of the typical Asian accent.
Yeah, sadna.
And I didn't see a lot of people like critique it, if that makes sense. Like saying anything about it online.
Because there's nothing wrong in an Asian doing a stereotypical Asian accent.
Mm-hmm.
Tafkif, it's...
I would have seen Q winning this challenge.
It was either Q or Jane.
It was either Q or Jane, personally, even though I saw a lot of people saying that Jane's look was not 80s either.
It was very 80s.
I didn't comment because I'm not that knowledgeable.
Which was...
very 80s. You know, my favorite part of all of this was plain Jane, title cue, say what she wants to say.
Speak it, speak your mind,
like,
girl.
Speak your mind, girl. And she's like, no, and like, go for it, speak your mind. And they're like, no.
And then she goes up to her to try and comfort her, but they did a halini.
I think the biggest gag was when Safiya said, I love you.
And she's like,
and Q okay. said, yeah, baby. Like, if a face could talk, if a statue, if an angry statue could talk, it was Q.
بديت نرى دوحان هيرش من تحت الليس
فولي اما يكن الاول الشوشين على جمع اوهيا تا episode جديد and we're in our top 6. Was this the top 6 you were envisioning?
لا.
Who did you see? Oh, Plasma.
I would have definitely seen Plasma here.
Fair enough. Oh my school. God, you saw that RuPaul is currently on his book tour and Plasma went.
And Omar Fetish?
Omar Fetish.
Not surprised.
My Fetish. Hilarious. And it's from the current season, which is even funnier.
Matakin and Mall winner is that is for Jinx at the record. She's like, what's your name again?
Iya Biha.
Literally.
I think it was a joke. I think it was just a joke.
Could be. I never take RuPaul seriously. Vera, she's funny. She loves to make people laugh.
Who are you again? Emma, it was genuinely Nesit El Plasma.
Again, I mean, not surprised. Tafkem tara Queens League.
Ehem, nafkem jat Queens fajita.
So,
jina fuq bil-qeda kumma jajt huwa lil-morfin lil-gejem subaja. Kilitu, jisa kella sandwich f-subaja. Għanzi bilek il-bitċa. Kilitu, ate it up.
Il-producers għallu lil-nimfja biex jistaqsi lil-min niswitċjaw?
U ija mistoqsija li konsensas li lek, who would you have switched out?
For Plasma. Probably Dawn.
I agree. Ash Morphine top two.
Based on track record. And
what did Plasma win? Oh, the third challenge of the Barbra Streisand and the musical. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. In certain moments, why?
So Dawn, just based on of that.
I think all of them should stay. I never really particularly liked Plasma. So
you hate her.
Oh, I hate her. Emma, I like this top six. I like this top six. Because they each have a different attitude to them as well.
True.
You know?
Don Alec would switch Jane for Amanda just for shits and giggles.
And Morphine said she'd switch out Nymphia for Tsunami.
I'm off at him.
I'm off
after
at him.
I'm for Q.
Ash Q. Did tejt li għalit waqt fil-confessionals uddim wix Safiya u għalt li għalit wasn't deserved. And Safiya tuħalja.
Was it the right choice of words? No.
Oh, yeah, I would give it to her.
But was it deserved?
No.
Also no.
So. And saved by the Rubel, għax għandu television message.
Mm-hmm.
Ladykins, nature calling. Now, every queen needs her throne, especially if she plans to wipe away the competition. Oh, and don't forget to flush.
Udon Tate, are we shitting today? O kont hammut.
Kimmet adda, Dawn. She's not afraid to speak. U dik li ta' nħu għas taħħa.
Le.
Ru comes out in this red show. And that's all I could see, because that di ċajt zedron.
Naħilev li kont ħanajt li s-saġa.
Madonna, s-sekwer podcastes.
Ma kera di l-sjuta.
Ma ġbitnix. Infatti, għajtom iżżewġ brooches emmek, asbis jajġom.
La, asbis jidru dak il-brooches.
Ma jidrux. Ru għazzet għad il-sut. Zgum.
Kera.
Kera. I'm sorry, Ru. Ma ġbitnix dil-look.
And we have a little mini challenge based and inspired by the icon herself, Miss Tammy Faye Baker.
And all I want to point out before you go on a tangent on mini Tammy Faye. Uwa daki jittat PNG.
Il-fat li taf laħan ispiega mini Tammy Faye tafni wisq.
Dan jittat ta' dan il-fucking t-shirt PNG li għandhom fuq dan l-screen fake green screen veju tannig.
Baqa.
Veju tannig. PNG maqtu ħazin da jidulu. Tista' tkompli fuq Tammy Faye.
Anyway, Tammy Faye was a preacher's wife, daw televangelists tal-Amerika, u vera kiet ikkampjata ma. Like, even though, like, they was a preach, like, she was still, like, she loved gay people. Mm-hmm. This is the second mini challenge inspired by Tammy Faye. The other one is the puppet challenge, because she famously said the phrase, "Everybody loves puppets."
Hobbayo.
Ru is obsessed with Tammy Faye, and someone else is obsessed with Tammy Faye. Landom tatuta hauko liam Miss Sharon Needles. Li ħasset li xi ħadret il-bit a lot to say about this challenge, because Sharon Needles kienet għamlet t-shirt based off this Tammy Faye t-shirt. I ran into Sharon Needles at Party City, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon Needles, she's like, okay. And I'm like, girl, not even your idea was original, so
yeah, I mean, down. Get over it.
Eżatt.
You're an iconic queen. Well, was an iconic queen.
Problematic now.
Problematic now. I think... Yeah, I think... Diġa tkellimna fuq għadi, ma naħseb l-aktar biċċa ta' daħgu ma jippreparaw għal-waqt il-makeup ta' dan it-t-shirt. Għandhom il-mini challenge, għaspegajnija. Il-mini challenge xini?
Il-mini challenge hija li jridu jagħmlu t-shirt bħal ta' Iron Man Tammy Faye d-mol, jifieri jagħmlu x-xeba makeup u jċabsuh fuq t-shirt imlibbez fuq il-pitru, nitkellmu fuq il-pitru very soon.
L-aktar ħaġa ta' daħk waqt din il-huma jippreparaw dal-makeup hija Jane Dufour kħati them, "This is how my parents see me."
Where's that?
Fully kulħadd malajt.
Kulħadd malajt.
Fully kulħadd malajt kien qiegħed. Can you go see it all?
I can really tell that these top six really get along. Xamil.
Smajt, għas-sinna ma' l-mik.
Nsa kunna faqx id-daħħal t-sinna fil-mik.
Waqal il-mik fuq il-sinna għax t-nżommu fidi. Ah, weġġajt.
Għazgur li weġġajt.
Ah. Ta' għoddim.
Inti għaw s-sawat il-sinna ta' għoddim bil-mikrofon u Norvina.
Fakin sawtet l-inna.
Sawtet l-inna. Dil-lok, eh?
Ah, babadudna.
Dixi di ta'amen, dixi di tiħu.
Wow.
Dilli ma, diet tikol toast bil-placenta.
Oh.
Because she's aging backwards. Kjaman tazmi Norvina? Can we google the shit?
Okay, gġi.
Jekk dil-mara. Nisa
titta, ta' madonna, dak xwaqa. Xaqa għu t-fajiet l-lum.
Għatlik id-darsa. Għabel ma tafa center, mux għanara, għattejt il-laptop, ma ġiċnara. I'm gonna say she's 45.
Baby, you are so fucking off. You are so fucking off. She's 36 years old.
Oh, wait. My age.
Is this her? Who the fuck is Norvina Claudia? Oh, wait. What's her name?
Girl, this is not her. Anastasia Beverly Hills. Mash kun jama. It is. Oh, she's 36. Okay.
Does it no?
Le.
Girl. Instant influencer on Yanning Anastasia. This is her.
Yeah, didn't he? She's 36.
She's 36.
Okay.
She's a Scorpio.
Oh, slay. She's 36. The way I said she looks 45.
Emma.
Because now September that she looks like someone in their 40s trying to look a lot younger, but succeeding at it.
But she's 36 years old. How the fuck?
Kind of. She's my age. Senek Barmini. Ashta 87.
Tanna shtanna fuq Instagram, għan stokja wana. Oh, now it explains it, why she looks so young. Fucking poopa.
Because she is.
How successful is she? She's been doing this for a long game.
Tafal, she's in her 40s though.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's reminding me of how Christina's looking.
And
Christina is in her 40s, but she looks like she's 35.
This is a type day to look, Aidley.
Oh, Vera.
Vera, Amila.
Anyway.
You job niakta awek, tasha ayem, ma dal-abiat.
Norvina, looking.
Ah, ba kemmi sabiha. Anyway, zax kanna bitch fits hi hafuwa. Infatti aħna mnajaw, weli għajt il-Norvina jiena xkita qabli għetlu il-Madonna Norvina. Anyways.
U għanna pitkru bufe.
Oh, my God. Lil-mintiħu. Bruno. Appajt Bruno.
Da.
Kif nkun nafu minnu?
Dak li kif ta' stage game.
Delicate Visage Game? Wow, where?
O anka liħor mux ħazin.
Da, imma, da.
Jessie Shahadi ismu da.
Full points.
Da, l-ginger ma jġobnix. Laqas da.
Da, sabiħe. Jien xtaqt il-Bruno.
Safira got lucky with Bruno.
Jien la kikul Bruno jew lil-liħor. Kikun idlu niskużaju ħin, ten idlu soj, xammet lak taħt idejk.
Eza, imma Bruno, Safira għat l-ekba Bruno għanka donu kju. Kellom l-irġil matez.
I'm jealous.
Dak il-ginger xi biochemical engineer, ta?
Da, imma hi, da.
Eħe. Dak li naraw fil-main challenge, saw kol.
U, eżat, jida fil-main challenge u kol. Kif nkun
ta' Bruno? Xi Jesse jismu, babe.
Jesse u kol. Issan fitxuwom. Issan fitxuwom. Diva, who was your favorite from the challenge?
I think definitely Jane.
Jane, but I love that she's a at Morphine's as well.
The Morphine is so Maya Marla Page.
Eve at hot. I can proper is a dumpling.
Propia. Ma il-winner ta' il-mini challenge kienet Jane.
Beħava, proset.
$5,000 worth of
Norvina.
Anastasia Beverly Hills makeup.
Mil-boot Norvina ħarġu għajet u x-titnejn.
Mela. ħarġet il-checkbook. U għatila kem.
Għabdet
il-bajru għakam li ta' mal-sina.
U għet għanifirma ħajjina. U għal-main challenge l-lum, jgħidu jgħamlu design challenge. U specifically fuq xiex nidu għafl-imkien 1, 2, 3 bathrooms.
Il-bathroom design ġewwa Birkirkara.
Valley Road Birkirkara hemm ħafna tal-bathrooms, misomma jew hemmhekk.
Eżatt. Importanti li dan il-bathroom huwa gender inclusive.
Eżatt. Jiġifieri, what they have to do is practically design a gender inclusive bathroom.
It's very important. Everyone needs to piss and poop in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, dik hija diskussjoni importanti li nerġgħu nsemmuha waqt il-mirror chats.
L-aktar ħaġa li daħqitni hawnhekk u Paul u jispjega ija don't look for number one, but also look for number two.
Pa'
daħani. U il-Queens u ma' paired skont kif qasmuhom il-producers. So, għanna lil-Plain u lil-Safira, Q u lil-Nymphia u Madonna.
Q u Morphine.
Q u Morphine, sorry, insejt il-jabiħa tijaj.
Right off the bat, I'm like, this is for Nymphia and Dawn.
Eħex, nejta ekketina u koll. But...
They're both designers. Mm-hmm. Don is an engineer. I'm like, Also, by the way, I fucking hate the idea of this challenge.
We'll get to the challenge. So we'll speak about the challenge. So we'll get to the challenge. Morphine tate lil Q. She was scared to be paired with her. Pers, looking at her yabiata.
And Q is like, ole, adi.
Ole, tosh tinkwita fight li judaw. Baby, she lets loose Alet. Even though Morphine like, is looking her eyeing down, up and down, tipo ta' idla, għabillek la.
Morphine the narrator ta' season, għasab l-examme għaw kol.
Nispera. Eħa, she's funny as well when she's narrating. Ġifi, għal-kin xun zommuwa.
Nymphia, the second she opened her mouth, as għalet kelma, għabżet fuq Adon, she's like, no yellow.
Pam.
Forget it.
Jina kiku nibza naħdem ma' Nymphia, to be honest.
Eħe.
Ash, she is one to talk a lot.
Utajini, like, dejma tafxa tamel, like, she's an amazing queen, I'm exhausting na, sebiċ taħdem maħa.
Agreed.
Jane and Safira are getting on pretty well.
They're a powerhouse, which I agree, because they are two of the strongest queens.
Ezzat.
They are. Like, they're smart in both different ways, but Plain is feeling a bit overshadowed over Safira. Reason being because it seems like they're giving priority to both rather than just to her.
Ma naħseb il-fatt li Jane ħarġeb l-idea li Safira tkanta, she's like...
Ezzat, shit. Like, she is a different jabla fuq saħja biex naftemu.
Ezzat.
Anna, kiku kena bathroom, kif kena namlu a designed?
Għal the challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Kiku kena mela bathroom, public restroom, imma bispa fli sasin.
Pa, so spa?
So, so, li, ma, per esempio, like, xintku fuq il-toilet, ikollok so għajk ġodawk fejqo d-naqru lek il-ħmiċ ta' saqajk il-ħut.
Il-ħut.
Dak il-tibu jkunem minn jgħamil lek id-dwifer waqt li jgħat tamel toilet.
Eħe, sabiħa, jgħina kiku namel toilet biss.
Aw.
Jgħina kiku tkun minimal.
Kamra bajda.
Kamra beige.
Beige.
Toilet fin-nofs. Ek biss. Time to design.
Maħzen għandhom ta' tikmamar u tkollok hemm huma jaqbadhom fucking panic attack għax they realize li daw iridu ibajdu jarmaw kollox. Jane ma tridx taħdem, she's like,
Jane ma tridx taħdem, Jane jiena. Jiena,
I don't like big things up.
Meta x-xogħol? Kienu jgħidu għandna bżonn li jġil biex jerfgħu xi ħaġa. Jiena kont notlu jien illum jien ma nerfax.
Jien noħu qatta ma jispiċċa dispenser tal-ilma.
Fully. It's too much work for me. Sibu jaġel. Jew donna, no baby. Just if I went tom, anka li nimxi biz ħafna li.
Daw jafu li daw nisa ma.
Literally. Jina taħġi taħdaħ kienek Morphine tate, I'm getting carpal tunnel syndrome from painting. Kem inħobba li dil-madonna.
Ma tafx tbajat, eh?
Ma tafx tbajat, u għek di t-daħani.
She accused Q of taking another role.
Eħe, xkalla ħafna neġija.
Xil-ħaj taħħa l-istietu. But I think this is Q's element, naħseb like she loves doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Nymphia tajja l-alla.
Ja. Jina l-aktar, l-jina l-daħqet l-aktar kienet il-bicċa fej Maja għajin, fej Morfin u Kju ma jubiċa ħajsu lejn il-kru għali għandhom plejn għajin ninfja u don.
Ħajsu leja. Green.
Ħajsu leja u tal u l-bajja kont. Għawek dil-bicċa dil-bicċa ħajs leja. Għawek u ħati t-tizbo. Ma mbata għawek għaja di. P-green ikra.
Dak il-P-green vera.
Dak il-P-green vera kien ikra. This was funny. Like this, them setting up was really funny.
Yes.
Għax them, you għajin plain id-deċidiet to stay up a bit of drama.
Did tixrab il-Red Bull u nasib telat ħaj bil-Red Bull għax jizlek xan għamil.
Bdet iż-żebal ħamja u ċabsita fuq ta' ninfjaw don. U għabdu paint fights. Woo!
Paint wars.
Paint wars.
Don, tu bizdon nisqabżet il duri għax il-ġimgħa l-oħra ma Maja titmexxi kollox hi. U din il-ġimgħa kull ma tiltaħħal għad ninfja bdiet tgħidilha le.
Fam. Jien just kemm ngħid li vera ħad gost nagħha ħom hawnhekk. Isma', ma nistax we got some really iconic moments as well from the previous one. Ta' meta ħamma kienu għamlu l-klabb.
Club the 96. Club idea was good.
Club 96. Dick, oh, which way do you have to paint? Up and down, girl. Who said so? Jesus.
The club idea was good. The bathroom one could have been a recipe for disaster.
Debba kontet lek nixin għam l-episodju għal-tieti aktar għannet kim full bathrooms.
Oh.
What li da?
Tannis imma. Tistaw, tibbatu n-narritati tal-bathroom staqom and we judge them.
Fa.
Actually, le, sorry. It's probably nidulkom l-koro. Fa.
Fa. Bathroom challenge, ojina l-bathroom tijak, u nidulak mish tabiħa jew le. It's elimination day.
U Morfin tejdinna li she poops 5 times a day.
Fast metabolism.
Tal-bliħ. Imma, she poops 5 times a day, but is she a bitch that shits?
Are you a girl that poops or a bitch that shits? Funny.
Morphine is a bitch that shits, though.
She's a bitch that shits. She's a fucking whore that sharts.
Oh, literally.
A whore that sharts.
She does. Indeed, we'll discuss that in a second. Jane, we're seeing a vulnerable side of Jane.
Which
and
was
she's not confident mm-hmm. for the first time this season. Ula as ninfia.
Basically, we get a bit of a vulnerable moment from Plain. Fejted in Ali, even though aħna nara pala bxaħat li huwa b'saħtu u xaħat li huwa vera cocky, deep down, għan ikolla ħafna insecurities. U mater Sefija li għawwek, nindunaw li għawwek Sefija ħat ibbaħ il-season kollu, tejdila li tittaqbad karta, tikteb l-emozjonijiet kolla li għanda.
U read them out loud.
Read them out loud. Attaħom.
Attal karta. U t-faddaba waraj.
And that's what she did. And she felt better. And spoiler alert, she wins the episode.
She does.
So this is exactly what they wanted.
Ecco. Morfin tejdinna li ħrat taħta mid-split.
Basset.
Ma ħrat taħta.
Miss Incontinental.
Miss Incontinental u kull ħadd kien ħajmut.
Fully
this was such a fun mirror chat.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they bring up the bathroom discourse because Morfin was booked at a straight club and she went to the bathroom in drag.
Mm-hmm.
And when she walked in, she was ID'd and the security barged in, kicked her out because he said her ID said male, even though Morfin identifies as non-binary.
Which is unfortunate. Hasham hafnani shota da ma yifmuyex dil haja.
Dil idea.
We had spoken about this on one of our episodes about gender. Yeah.
But dil idea tal bathrooms, like, people just wanna pee and shit. To be honest, I mean, if you're a gay man and you go to public restrooms, we all know that there are some public restrooms that shit goes down in there and it's just men. Many of them are cruising areas, yeah. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So, manafsh, I mean, I've used, I don't have an issue.
Yeah, I don't have an issue. I think... Yeah. I've been to parties, especially even in Malta, fej konsent ħafna nisa u kien hemm xi ħadd qal li qed idħol xhawnhekk kien ilhom tipo I'm just going in to pee.
Eżatt.
U speċjalment minn it's a gay party.
Ma ma nifraħiex dik.
Ma anke niddejani naħa. Ma nifhimix għax I'm just peeing and shitting the same color as you are. If we're peeing the different color, baby, mwan tabib. Għaxek miex jgħat fil-kalabruta minn abjat size 5 baby.
Safira turns to Q, quoting Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj u xin għamnil tek, I was like, give this bitch the heroin.
And basically they discussed the importance of choosing the right words.
Mm-hmm.
And but we have to agree.
I agree. There's a choice of words that when we're angry, stressed, anxious, in a moment, damn, they do them differently.
Exact.
Tipo, you could have said something different. Which, fil verità, kieku xi ħadd jieħu żball dak il-ħin, I would accept that apology skont is-sitwazzjoni kif qiegħda, tipo. Like, if it was something like this, I would have definitely accepted the apology because I know that that wasn't the choice of words that she wanted to use. I know her exactly. Intentions, if that makes sense.
Nidu break, doll.
Nidu break. U nimxu għal runway and main challenge.
Boots.
Hello, Gina Lura. Hey, baby, Gina Lura.
Chance. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Honestly, xtaqt ma ġejniex lura.
Wow, mela dak jiġri tmiem tal-episodju tal-lum ta' Eurovisioni tiegħi tiegħek tagħna.
Honestly, meta ħarġet rub din il-gawn, might as well special episode.
I didn't like this gown. No one dekka l-sweatpants minn taħt. Etta, ma nistix ngħidhom jien daw l-affarijiet.
I love the delta hair.
I hate the boobs.
It's giving me delta hair, like the delta era hair.
I like the beadedness and the redness of it. I just don't like that jewelry piece in the middle. The boobs are really far apart. It's a camp look, but it's not something I would see RuPaul wearing again.
She looked better.
Yeah, let's just say that. Who is Miss Maya Lopez?
I have no clue who this lady is.
I'm sorry.
She looks
scanty
though.
No, she looks cute.
She looks good. Gowns, yeah. Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Runway theme. Yeah. Chain reaction.
Yes.
And up first, we have Miss Morphine Love Dion.
This I love this look.
Is beautiful. It's
very giving nice. Vegas share. One thing I really, really don't like is the crotch area, the gold panties.
I have to agree with you. It looked a bit puffy.
Mux għaxek, like, ankal kulu, like...
What
no,
I...
it should have been an actual, like, gold.
Let me tell you what I didn't like. So she decided to glitter her whole body in gold.
Uh-huh.
So gold, when it comes to putting it on your skin, when it's painted on, it needs to be either really harsh or it needs to be added on top of each other. Unasib ma kellix bizzet jien biex tamelek. Because she looks green.
Mm-hmm.
And gold has a hue of green in it when it comes to
light.
So she looked a bit green.
What did she reference? She said the Jabaris.
I forgot what she... she said that she's...
Jabaris.
Jabaris realness. And
what is a Jabari, though?
Okay, let's Google it. Jabaris.
The crotch.
I don't know who this lady is. So no. I am sorry to Jabaris. Oh, it's no. Jobaris is like some mythical creature that used to lure sail men.
Okay. I love the lips on this look.
I love everything. I'm not particularly a fan of the gold and the crotch.
Ah.
That's all I have to say. But very strong for her this week. Q is up next.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
The pants are... beautiful, really, really good. I hate this hair, though.
I hate this hair.
I don't like this hair.
This poodle hair.
One critique that they gave her was that when her arms are down, she gets lost,
uh-huh.
Which I agree with. I'm really sad about this hair because with this look, there's not really much you can do with hair. Well,
I would have done like a sleek back black hair.
I don't know.
You know what would have been a cunty look with his hair? And when I said like she would have been red because it's like a black look. Daw kill
Born your house.
Pata Grace Jones. Pata Grace Jones. Pata Kolom Sharom Kasha.
Oh, that kind of afro styled hair.
Uh-huh. Mm. But she would have been red and dragged. I mean, she's already being dragged enough for
having a black scent, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. So, Mahirle. Dawn is next in this very basic look for Dawn.
Yes, I have to agree with you. This was really basic for Dawn this week.
Maridet, like... this look literalment update na chains material manger.
I think
this silhouette on Dawn we've seen before, tal hips cut out. I wish that hair was a lot bigger
on top,
like that knock like bar le, like mejbura kif inhom dawk knock like vera kbar
either
fuq ukoll, like that Diana Ross kind of
I think
girls.
The problem with this look is that she thought that the basicness of this look can really enhance the chains, when in reality it didn't work out well. I'm not saying it's bad. I think it's a beautiful garment, but it's not strong to have on the runway. And the same as Carson said, the chains on her face really lost me.
Uh-huh.
So it's unfortunate to see Dawn struggle a bit with fashion-wise on the runway this week.
As that.
Next, we have Miss Nymphia Wind. And when this bitch came out, I gagged.
I fucking gagged. Asian sex doll, rich dominatrix.
I love this. The colors. Wow. The colors that she pleated together. The fact that there's the teal and there's the navy
the
blue,
purple.
But then there's the light.
Uh-huh.
And the details, like the butterflies on the corset and the silver chains, which, like, a lot of people did gold. or like a different color. But this, like, people need to realize that with light colors, you need to style silver. Because this is what elevated the look, the styling.
Yes.
Because if she didn't have that necklace or the fufas at the bottom, this wouldn't have really gone well.
And the hair
is laid long, right. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful look.
Talblie.
I love this.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Definitely agreed. I think if she came out in like chains other than a whip, it would have given a different story.
Mm-hmm. But I think
she wanted to go for works. That. I think she wanted to go for that Asian dominatrix sex bitch. And yeah, super strong look.
Plain Jane in this E.T. alien hooker look, which I love. But we've seen this before on Jane.
And surprisingly enough, this look really lagged the chains.
Uh-huh.
This is where what I said previously is having light colors goes with like really good silver looks. The problem here is that it's silver on silver. So
I love the hair,
but the silver on silver really took me out from the chains. Uh-huh. If she had a bit more chains.
I still love it. Mm-hmm. And kudos to her, not for spilling, but for polishing that chrome. Ma kinxem tidlika waħda fuq. It was polished to Jesus. We recently had a chrome runaway u ħarġu kulħadd bil-chrome imdellek. Quasi.
Disgusting.
Yo, was it mirror, ma fxkienet.
It was on UK and none of them were only
they did chrome.
They did chrome. Who was that queen?
Caramel did mirror.
No. The other one who came out like a phoenix. She's a piece of
Michael Maru. Michael
Maruli. Dick. And finally, we get this fucking sex doggy bitch, Sofia Kristal.
Wow. What a look. It's giving Club Kid. It's giving BDSM. I just wish the ears were slightly bigger.
Like big, big, big ears. I have to agree with you.
She's big. She's big. So like the ears, to be honest, looking at it again, it adds to the comic part of it because they look ridiculous because they're small. But I wish they were big. But this was tens across the board.
Phenomenal.
No notes.
I didn't have any notes on this. The styling, it gave a story. It gave a story.
The toy.
Like, you know, she's a dog. You know, she's in chains because dogs are usually have chains. Like, it was just good. And Nymphia were the strongest looks for me.
Definitely.
Hands down. Toilets with our two clients, Carson Gressley and Michelle Visage, who are German. In the skit.
Didi and Dada.
Didi and Dada. Tlewel bathroom. The hell bathroom. With
called
Q,
Naughty Potty.
So with Q and Morphine Love Dion.
Q is doing the brick. Again. Hello.
Then it says.
The brick.
Brick. One note.
Yeah.
As a concept, it was pretty simple. I love everything that they did. I'm just pretty sad about Morphine not committing to it.
Shame.
I felt like
it
wasn't prepared. Mm-hmm. It felt like it wasn't really prepared. So
nistgħu nitkellmu fuq dik il-biċċa fejn kien hemm il-pitklus sabiħ. marbu u tibdew jarxu.
Ok, nkon naħxu.
Didan,
il-madwan nadduda. Gelmit nidduda.
That bulge is the winner of the season.
Nima sibx, nima jinaħseb kien sta.
Nispera. Għax isu għet jessan l-innovation.
Jek le, mu jnihdu sibu.
Min zessa l-infernien. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't good.
Yeah, it was pretty one note. It was like the Kim K sound. It wasn't the strongest for me. I just felt that it could have been a lot more different.
Next, we have the Fart Museum.
Art.
The Museum of Modern Farts. And we have Nymphia and Dawn in pastel. I don't like what Nymphia did with the titties.
It's the Udina.
Like Vera, I didn't get it. As a concept, this could have really, really worked. Imma Nymphia Vera fucking Tate.
Għalet ħafna. Like, sfortunatament, għalet ħafna. Like, asħalli tindon titkellem.
Mata tix chance. But I actually loved, like, per esempio, da with torsos, a sink.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept was
visually
good.
It was nice. Visually it was nice.
Kien hemm ritratta plasma u Amanda.
Dok qasajtom.
Ija mela.
Qasajtom.
Dak il-qalt ta' Michel Visaġ veri kraħ, eh?
Ma tantx tibsa sabiħ Michel. Ma tantx ħadd goss. I mean, it felt
bless you.
Thank you. It felt a bit forced as well, tipo, I understand it's supposed to be like a museum, but it felt a bit...
The finger painting is funny.
The finger painting was hot, actually.
Habba Bruno.
Habba Bruno.
But you know what finger painting is, eh?
This is finger painting, no?
But you know what finger painting means.
Isn't finger painting... Full haja?
Yes.
Oh.
Like how, like, taħasu bajk fil-koko, u taqot, like, binġibih, like, there are people who are into it.
Are we
That's
okay?
That's why it's funny.
Oh.
Oh, no. Human beings are...
Jien kontin binġi. Jien kontin binġi.
Lille, eħe, lil-bruno.
Jien kontin binġi l-bisa.
Oh. Okay.
Bizbal imma.
Pa' bizbal.
Bizbal. U għawek fej jiena tani hisifit. Ma nafx jekk forsi Carson Kirsty għandu x-hearing aid, ma jiexin kun pastas. Imma jekk tħarsu sew, tnidlu mis-sekonda u kol fi x-xinjajta.
Pa' tista.
Għanidlkom fi x-xinjajta. Tuqtu niċan, sa' tiġi ta'. Għaxana, palma ta' fuħna jgħuħ live ta'. Jiena għal-Carson Kirsty indunajt li għandu earpiece. U tistaw tarawa at 4140. At 4140, you can see Carson Kirsty with a fucking earpiece. Tuxan ikteb, does Carson Kirsty have a hearing aid? Okay, ma titlax. Mux ħajli.
Legħu hearing aid tkun marbuta.
Tkun marbuta. So... It was an earpiece. Jidu l-om xidu jamlu ma jamlux. And finally we come into Booty Lickers Speakeasy.
For Jade and Safira.
Mm-hmm.
And this is fantastic.
Yes. I think
the
Safira...
design is really good. Dak il-pitkru ta' mwara vera sabiħ, ma nabbandux ideja xinu jgħamil imma.
Le, ma jgħamil imma. Ma ħallu hemmek, ma jgħamil imma.
Ma ħarsu le.
Woo, we're Jill.
They looked really good. And they were really funny.
It felt like Sophia was carrying Jane as well. But at some points, Jane had really good moments, like super good moments. And Sophia was at a high always.
Safira bdiet kanta u kien hemm Jane ħdejha bit-triangle kont ħammut bid-daħ. That was really funny. I love the fact that Jane was calling Safira different names. Shakira.
That's funny.
Sequoia.
Sequoia. Mm-hmm.
Dittivitala l-ismijiet.
Waka pala kunċet sabiħ kien, you know?
Fit-toilets kien hemm il-glory holes.
That was funny. Meta jkomplikuj bid-dak.
Like for you to sing to each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh baby, you're not singing.
Era ġida reġa.
Yeah, ġi sabiħ ħeġa.
Dak li sesu jħed.
Imnalla.
They made fun about segregation, like of black and white people, because of the 1920s, and they're black and white.
It was just funny all throughout, and that's why I enjoyed it. And Loved it. Seemed like they were really enjoying themselves as well.
Ecco.
Critics matanx għallu l-istessa fajt li għedna ħna.
Għamna mis nkunu guest judges.
Għamna mis nkunu guest judges.
Dew l-istess ħaġa nejdu.
I just feel like the weakest group was Morphine and Q, unfortunately.
Definitely.
And from Nymphia and Dawn, Nymphia was the problem for Dawn, but Nymphia was also a problem because she couldn't shut the fuck up.
But it worked in her favor.
But she threw Dawn under the bus, and this was a group challenge.
But they were judged as individuals.
Individuals as well, but it felt like...
To be honest, when I saw that Jane and Safira got the double win, I'm like, okay, so it's going to be a team in the bottom. So I was seeing Q going home.
Yeah, potentially. Because I thought Nymphia was tipo going to carry Dawn into being safe.
Oh, but so it's not good enough. There's no budget this season.
Ala.
The winners have to split fucking $5,000.
Euros.
Two on 5,000 each, man.
Aren't confused. Fit to them. Inflation.
But yes, Safira has 4 wins. Jane has 3. They're definitely, both of them are the front runners. Because
Safira is the front runner for sure.
Q has 1? Or
Q
2?
Q has 2. She won the design challenge.
Uh-huh.
And the cos it like a music la ma mishi peta dik
the brick la ahead brick
la
mashi repeto
come on nazina
la mash brick mashi repet
la mishi repet bye bye peta dik barber please shin madonna ya pet q
emma
design because they had 3 design challenges. She won the one where she was the porcelain doll.
The doll, uh-huh.
And the other one.
L-aħħar il-mkienet. Il-xal-kaza.
Ma-xal-kaza. X-kienet l-uħja? Ta-doll.
Ta-doll.
Uloħja, kienet meta li kienet black and white, tal-horror.
Yes. See you next Wednesday.
Dick. Eva.
Brava. So that's where it stands at the moment.
And our bottom queens are Dawn and Miss Morphine Love Dion.
And the second lip date
bil Madonna Disco
body ta Megan Thee Stallion I knew damn well li I'm going to witness a live homicide.
Oh, and this is where I confirm that Morphine is an amazing, amazing performer. And
the shadiness of the producers li taw diska għal dal episode, they wanted Dawn out of the building, eh?
Yeah, se xertu punt Eva.
They wanted her out as soon as possible for stretcher.
I'm just gonna say, Lee, this was a fucking amazing lip sync. Like, full amazing lip sync. I just know that Morphine can step up. The reason why I think Morphine is going to make it onto the top four is Alfat Lee. From the top four, from the current top four that we have, which is Q, Safira, Plane, and Nymphia, I think Nymphia and Safira are the only two who can actually perform.
Yes. Jane can, but she can't dance the way Morphine or Nymphia does.
Or Safira does.
Safira doesn't really dance. Like, she can split. But she doesn't do, like, the stance.
They need a performer for the finale. And I have a feeling that she's going to be there.
And the feeling lankajin.
I have a feeling she's going to be there.
The hardest scene that I'm again, I'm like, it's over for Dawn. It's over. To be honest, kiku kon Dawn, kon nijbet sidġu, impoġibil eda, and just watch Morphine perform and give her a dollar.
Fucking asmet kul maw. Meta abdet tamil il-choreography ta' body, tlifta.
She was prepared though. Not gonna lie, Dawn didn't like, I'm not saying she put up a fight, but she didn't give up. She was still doing her best.
Babe, she didn't know the lyrics to that ass. Morphine fucking killed kollox. Like, she didn't even miss.
But again, this is her song. Producers always.
If it was a rap song, Kont will die.
Jien zgur. 100%. But they always pick and choose the songs according to the queens. We know this. Famously, season 5, they changed a song. I think it was an En Vogue song. And it was Detox and Jinx in the bottom.
Jinx
and they
the
changed
bottom.
It to a song that Jinx loves. Over a song by En Vogue that Detox is known for doing back home to favor Jinx. I mean, another lip sync I remember, Kinetta, William Ojigli. They gave them some country song and William won. Which of Yamela Jigli does country?
I could have seen William win. Never mind. Imagine
it.
And we have to say bye to Dawn, which is
thank
okay.
God, kul ma kitbet fuq il-mirror message, bye.
Bye. Oh, next week, għanna a makeover challenge.
The dancers at Las Vegas Live. God bless.
So,
an episode you may be next week.
Woo, Virgil, woo.
Testosterone.
Dan follow ya.
Ten
chance. Dal hawihet. Dan follow ya. Dino jismu.
Dak Dino.
Dino sabih. Dino mis sabih ma tekollu Dino jismu. Dino. Iwa hi Dino.
Mela, Dino autodealer.
Mela. Min jitfittxu jismu Sebastian Gonzalez Molina. Imma Instagram tijaw uwa Dino.NML. Ixna follow ya.
Dino Autodealer.
Ekk ħajkun nebla daw kollha kollha ħajkunu bla leħja.
Ija.
Ħankunu ħambatu. Next week I'm definitely morphine at going in the bottom and the feeling. I don't know. I can't really judge. Because this is this is the top five. Yes, I did watch Untucked, but I wasn't like paying attention to it, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. We see morphine getting a video message. From her drag mom.
Yes, yeah.
It was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But something interesting. People noticed Lee, she didn't mention Plain Jane. Because she's also her mother.
Uh-huh.
But Athena posted on Instagram saying that she didn't know Jane was on the season. Because basically Morphine listed her as her best friend. So when World of Wonder contacted Athena, they're like, listen, Morphine is in the top six. Can you send her a message? Kind of. So they didn't mention Plain Jane to her. So that's why she didn't mention her. It's not because she hates her. In fact, on Instagram, she posted a photo of her, Morphine, and Jane. Together, she's like, I love Jane, and she's fucking killing it.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
It's not because she hates Jane, it's because she didn't know.
Which is fine. I mean, if you don't know, mat kunx tafu, she's up to tamil.
Ezad.
You know?
Ezad.
She was really sweet and muddy, li mana fux mini. She gave really good advice as well.
Uh-huh.
She was live with Plain, Dawn.
Yeah, abditaidina li... Rookin ebli sweatpants u bil-heater.
Sweatpants u bil-heater. Funny. Imma ek nġu għatmib ta' tieti għaktana revizjoni ta' din il-ġimma. Tizzer xħallu rating ta' 5-star u views konfidin tismu l-podcast ta'na. Xħallu kol follow fu Instagram @ca_tiak_ta'na. Tisu tħallu follow linna u kol għanna kollox fu Instagram bio u narukum il-ġimma diħla għal TA
TX
Sana
Utana
Ruvizioni.
Bye.
Bye.